everyone. I've got a mouthful of cake. There's a bowl of cake in front of me. But Chris said go, so I'm going. I will not do a retake on anything. I am the William Shatner of podcasting. I'm Matt Waters. I host this shindig we call the Podcast of Honor. And it's soon to be renamed the Podcast of Hardy by popular audience demand. So look forward to that. I never do this alone. Yeah, exactly. I always have with me Ari Berenstein, the Berenstein Bear, live from New York. It's Monday night. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Hardy, as my spelling goes, H-A-R-D-I-E for one A-C-H. But Matt, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time to take off my pants yet?
Always.
Okay. All right.
Are you one of the Hoopla hotties? Are you going to Truth Martini's After Hours sex show / wrestling?
And I'm feeling tempted, to be honest. Scarlett Bordeaux will be there.
Oh, God. I would go to the gates of hell for that woman. anyway, speaking of the gates of hell, Chris GST lives in California. Boom.
There you go. That's an intro. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty hot out here in California, so I can't really disagree with that.
Yeah. So,
welcome to summer in Cali, bitches.
Tell me about your life, Chris. Get into it with me. Let's get real. Fuck all the bullshit. Let's go.
What do you want to know?
Your hopes and dreams.
Sad. This podcast dies and we all get fired.
Bring it on, Jerome.
Speak for yourself, guys. I would like to be hired. And yes, I will start the Podcast Is series if I need to.
There you go. No, seriously, though, I was hoping we were going to get sponsored by Hardee's. Then we could all be like WB and have hamburgers, and we're all eating them on the air, and that's why we're sponsored. It'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Or Carl's Jr., whatever you people call it. Hardee's to some, Carl's Jr. for me.
None of these things exist in my country.
This is why you should move over here, Matt. Just move on over.
Well, I don't want to get shot on the street while not being educated and not knowing where other countries are. So I'm staying over here. I'm coming out swinging, bitches.
There you go.
Okay, so this is going to be a very special edition of the podcast because up front, I have not watched ROH in quite a while. And I didn't even pretend to do any research for tonight's show. So the way this is going to work, we're going to play a game. I have the cards in front of me, and I'm going to alternate between Ari and Chris. And you're going to tell me about why this match is taking place and who's going to win. And if you can entertain me more than the many things I have in front of me tonight, then you win a point. Now, in front of me, I have a PlayStation Vita. I have a bowl of cake. I have Game 5 of the NBA Finals. I have some graphic novels. I've got my phone and just, you know, the room around me generally. So if you can compete with all those things, you win a point. There will also be bonus points available between matches. Are we good? This is like the Bound for Glory series.
All right, well, I'll see you guys later. All right.
Yeah. Okay, man.
I'm pretty sure I can compete with a PlayStation Vita. I can beat that.
A Vita? Wow, okay.
Vita.
Okay. I should mention that Ari is winning because Chris made a comment that was not to my liking before the show. So Ari is winning with Vita.
Anti-comic book comment, and I'm sticking to it.
Whatever, bro. Yes, fine. Ari's winning with 5 points. Okay. So.
Good. Why would I have to settle?
Yeah, there you go. Best in the World. You know, that famous event. Every year. They do it now. 2013 edition. Yeah. Every year. Third annual. From Baltimore, I believe. I do believe. On June 22nd, and let's get going. At the at the bottom of the card, we have a grudge match, allegedly, between BJ Whitmer and Mike Bennett. I didn't know they were feuding, so Chris, why don't you tell me why this is a grudge match, and just tell me about it a bit. Impress me.
Well, look, clearly this is a grudge match, obviously surrounding Maria Kanellis. She's good looking. I think all of us can admit that. BJ Whitmer, he's just kind of he's an angry, bitter man. And he wants Mike Bennett's woman. That's pretty much how it works.
Is,
No, that's not true at all. I honestly have.
Tell me anything, Chris.
I'm pretty sure that's libel.
No, actually, I think I'm slightly correct because there was a match on television and it was like the triple shot for a chance at the TV title, and BJ Whitmer actually, he didn't even say anything. He was just facing Maria, and she was on commentary, and she started screaming at him, "No, how could you say those things to me?" And Mike Bennett came over, decked Whitmer, and that's how you start a grudge match, because you say nothing to a man's woman. It's exactly how that works.
Okay, I can get behind that. That's a human story.
It was actually kind of funny because they were basically planting the seeds that Maria Kanellis held all the cards in the relationship between her and Bennett, and it was kind of funny. I was like, that's interesting.
He wears the trousers. She tells him which pair to wear.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay, cool. Ari, having heard all of this, who do you think is going to win this match?
Chris, you ignorant slut. This is not about Maria Kanellis. This is obviously
5 points, Ari.
This is obviously a war between BJ Whitmer and Mike Bennett based off of Mike Bennett's jealousy over BJ Whitmer's bald head. Mike Bennett wants a bald head like BJ Whitmer, and it's very clear that he wants BJ and he wants it good. So look, as far as
the winner goes, did you just say he wants BJ and he wants it good?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did. What's wrong with that, Chris?
Chris,
I think we're revealing some very deep-seated hatred among Chris GST here today. This is shocking. Shocking.
You're cheering for Jay Briscoe in the main event, Chris?
Yeah, huh? Dude. Come on. You need to give to charity right now, and I believe that charity is my pocketbook, so thank you very much. Checks are accepted.
Look, yeah. I'm not the one that ran from a woman carrying a bat, okay? I'm not that guy. And if you guys don't get that reference, ask Adam Testa.
Okay. I have my phone on me, as I mentioned, so I'm going to do that right now. Chris, who's going to win the match?
I'm going to say BJ Whitmer, just because. Don't care.
Don't care. Okay. Are you going to try and compete with me for most apathetic member of this podcast? Because you will lose. I am watching basketball right now. Okay, cool. So there you go. There's a match. And I'm going to say Mike Bennett wins because he and I have the same haircut right now. And we're both dating Maria.
Same size as well. Just throwing that out there.
I'm going to say BJ Whitmer wins and then shaves Mike Bennett's head bald. And then goes for your head too, Matt.
Bring him on. I will take him down. I know his weakness. It's like a nearly broken neck. Oh, that was Jimmy Jacobs. Anyway. Anyway, tag team attraction match. See, this is a wonderful podcast. Everyone is enjoying listening to this. Tag team attraction match. The American Wolves, who you may know a little bit about. This is new team on the block. David Richardson and Edward Edwards. They're taking on Adrenaline Rush, which is spelled with capitals on their website. And Adrenaline might be spelt wrong. No, that's right. ACH and Tadarius Thomas, or TD Thomas, depending on who's on commentary that week. So that sounds like it would be absolutely insane. And I believe it happened on TV a few weeks ago, and ACH and TD Thomas controlled the entire match, but then the Wolves won in the last, 15 seconds. So just that, but more. I would guess, but Ari, do you have any thoughts on the matter?
Yes, I definitely
you have thoughts. Okay, good. Chris, do you have thoughts on the matter?
Absolutely not.
Okay, Ari, you go first then.
Okay, good, because I do have thoughts on that, and this is clearly this feud. It's not really a feud, it's more of a disagreement between Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards and ECH and TD Thomas, because this name Adrenaline Rush, they're not happy about it because it comes from this TNA song from a long time ago. And clearly Richards and Edwards are not happy with anything that does not begin with American and ends with Wolves and them howling. And so they do not want to be chanting Adrenaline Rush, Adrenaline Rush, Adrenaline Rush, Adrenaline Rush. Come on.
Adrenaline Rush. Oh, that was a good song.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, ACH and TD, they think that's a pretty swank name. So, you know, this is definitely months in the making, a saga, an epic feud that is going to come to a thrilling conclusion. But I expect ACH and Tadarius Thomas to thrill everybody with their epic aerial abilities and judo throws and such, from TD, that is, and his wacky maneuverings. But then Davey Richards is going to, you know, bite into T's shoulder and make him, what's it called, a lycanthrope, right?
Yeah. That is accurate. I can confirm that is right.
An American Werewolf in Maryland. And I'm pretty sure that is going to be the decisive factor there. So American Wolves are going to win.
I dispute that.
I feel like right now we are collectively Paul Heyman when he did that really wide-eyed promo straight into the camera and was begging TNT to throw them off the air. That's what we're doing to Jerome, who is TNT in this analogy.
Throw me off the air, and it was TNA.
Okay, well, I'm gonna you know, just push my glasses up a little bit and say, one, it was TNN. Two, the Adrenaline Rush song was originally in WWE used by the Dudley Boys as their theme song when they walked out. And then I'm pretty sure Tadarius Thomas does capoeira, which is the same moves or whatever as DJ from the original Street Fighter video game. Why the Adrenaline Rush is going to win.
Chris, it's like you don't want to win this contest.
I don't. I really don't.
You are just losing points you don't even have at this stage, and Ari is winning them with clever comments and calling you names. So buck up your ideas.
I don't really include that as calling me names because I don't mind being called a slut. So I'm cool with that.
Okay. Jerome told me to let this joke die now. I keep asking you. Yeah, I asked Adam Sester, and I'm getting abuse back. So, anyway.
I don't want to explain it on the air. Or maybe.
Man.
Is Jerome listening to us right now?
Yes.
Sure.
Is he like the government? Is he listening to our phone conversations here?
He is the man. He will keep us down.
Jerome, hey, how's it going, buddy? How you doing, man? What's up, pal?
Blah, 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 Chicago.
We'd like to hear.
So, Chris, I think you were going to tell us your thoughts on this match.
I thought I just did. I thought I just summed it all up in that.
I'm not listening. So, Flying and American Wolves and Dude Bros, and the Wolves win? Yeah.
Yeah, that seems cool. That.
Okay, now, we're going to take a little break here and play some trivia about your host, Matt Waters, the host with the most. So, true or false, Andre Agassi, Uma Thurman, and basketball player David Lee were all born on the same date as me. True. Is that true or is that false?
I'm going to say true.
Okay. It is true. There you go. Everyone's learned a little something about. Good. 5 points each. So Ari now has 20 points, and Chris is back to -5. Nice. Okay, now let's move on back to the show. So we have a special challenge match. Unbreakable Michael Elgin will take on the Sicilian psychopath Tommaso Ciampa. That's right. In the battle of things that are hard to say. Elgin is a very large man who likes to urinate on women. Tommaso Ciampa played Thomas Penmanship in the WWE. I can't pick a winner between those two. So, Chris, you're going to have to tell me a little bit about this. And also, why is this happening?
Because both men got really uncomfortably close to each other in the middle of the ring. It was exciting, maybe, for some viewers. I don't know. They were whispering in each other's ears. There was comments about doing each other bodily harm. It was interesting. Okay, but Ciampa's going to win.
Ciampa's going to win. Yep. How's he going to do that? He can't.
Because he has the best nickname, the Sicilian Psychopath. Come on.
What was his other nickname before? I swear he had another one. That's it. Oh, that was bad.
Yeah. Scotty Riggs and Marcus Bagwell want their names back.
Yep.
He could be the dominant male here. How's he going to win, though? He can't do Project Ciampa on Michael Elgin.
He's got
to break his knee again.
He does have a new finisher, Matt, which is...
Okay.
Among these now standard finishers, please guess which one it is. Is it A, the downward spiral, B, the figure four leg lock, or C, okay. the air raid crash, or D, none of the above.
Air raid crash. I've seen him do it before.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding.
Josh! He did it at Prince Nana in an awesome moment where he looked really cool, and then he broke his knee, and he's gone.
he did indeed smash the crap out of QT Marshall in his, one of his retired appearances on TV.
Yeah.
To the air raid crash onto the stage, and then the following week he was he squashed Rip Impact, battle of that name, and he did the air raid crash from the top rope. So, I think Mr. Ciampa has the skills to pay the bills and beat Michael Elgin, even though Elgin apparently has a title shot in the wings.
Yeah, this is why I'm wondering. I mean, Ciampa's hot off a return. Elgin is the main event guy who's, you know, on his way up. So
he and I also, I think, we're share beards. I wanted to go for the Sami Zayn, but it's ended up more of a Michael Elgin. So I'm feeling that beard right now.
As long as you don't have Michael Elgin's, you know, hair.
I was kind of hoping actually, Ari, that you would reveal on the air that you're actually going for that look.
Can you imagine?
I'm not creating a bald yarmulke on my head. Thank you.
Can you imagine if a being existed that had Michael Elgin's hair and Tommaso Ciampa's beard, blonde, white beard?
Now, Chris failed to mention here, Matt, just in case you're keeping score, Ciampa's awesome new entrance, which I believe he may have debuted at Border Wars at his when he returned, but I'm really impressed with it. I think whoever created that is genius. And needs to be paid more. And
with the heart monitor and the lights going on and off.
Heart monitor with the flat line, the lights going off, the blue strobes in the back, and I think it fits him perfectly. And I think it makes him look like a star. So all these things put together, maybe not so good night for Michael Elgin.
Yeah, maybe he's gonna knee him in the face a lot of times, and
I think so.
then do an air raid crash.
It is a very for me.
Okay. Well, there we go, then. I think we're all agreed, then, in the end, that Tommaso Ciampa will win and that Michael Elgin urinates on women. So, moving along.
Who could disagree with that? That is on the record.
It is. So, a return match from Honor in the Heart of Texas and about four other shows. Roderick Strong will take on Adam Cole, fresh off a 1 hour Iron Man match with Sami Callihan and PWG, which I was trying to watch the preview of, but my internet is so slow that I cannot even load a YouTube clip. So I'm a bitter little bear. Anyway, Roderick Strong is going to face Adam Cole. Is Roderick Strong a face yet? I feel like when I last watched, he was almost a face.
Not quite yet. He's still kind of like, but he's sort of like begrudgingly given respect to Adam Cole for his like, quote unquote, attitude change, which Adam Cole is severely denying.
This is what I'm wondering. Is it going to lead to a whoever wins, they shake hands, and then Eddie Edwards decides, fuck you, Davey, and the Dojo Bros exist in ROH? Could that happen?
I think you got to back that train up a bit. You got to get to step one before you go to step two. And I think Cole and Roderick Strong at the end of this may end up in a tag team.
Well, okay.
That'd be still half as good.
Yeah, but Roddy and Eddie as a team, let's chops. Yeah. It's insanity.
Yes, it is.
Okay, but who wins this, though? Who wins this match?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. Adam Cole?
It's got to be Adam. It's going to be Adam Cole. Cole is now, you know, he said it himself on this promo, which, you know, was on the Hypes video on YouTube. And it's all about wins and losses, so it's... He's going to make sure he wins.
Wait. Adam Cole's in Evolve again?
Yes.
They matter, right?
I saw it.
David Rick is talking in a basement.
He is, in fact, evolving into evil Adam Cole, so you could sort of say that.
Is the best Adam Cole, if you think about it.
The only Adam Cole in my mind. That's probably why I'm watching Ring of Honor. My mom just will not accept face Adam Cole anymore.
He's got all sorts of facial hair growing now, so, you know, it's you know.
Yeah, clearly he's turned
edge.
Yep. It's like Batista. He grows hair, he's turning heel. You know, yeah. It works.
Heels smile and have beards. These are Vince's philosophies. You believe that? He said heels smile. Anyway.
Then what the hell does that make Delirious?
I know, right?
Huh.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Uber mega face? I think Roderick Strong will win. Because I would like Roderick. Has Roderick Strong ever won a match? I'm beginning to forget.
He was champion for a little bit, so he had to have won at least one.
I do not believe you.
It happened. There's
can you prove this?
I can. It was when he had the best trunks in the world, and he had that weird ribbon.
That's the next pay-per-view. It's best in the world, and then best trunks in the world.
Exactly.
Best trunks in the world. Okay. Well, then, I'm convinced. Oh, nice pass. Still watching basketball. So, I'm going Roderick Strong. I think one of you said Adam Cole.
I think we both said Adam Cole.
Okay, well, host wins. So, Roderick Strong's going to win. That is the official mandated opinion of the Podcast of Honor. And we can move along to another little break in the action for more bonus points on the line here. Now, Matt Waters' Twitter name is Matt C. Waters. What does the C stand for? Chris, guess.
Charles.
Ari, guess.
Cumberbatch.
Man, that's awesome.
Wrong. No points were won there. It is Callum, which has a name I don't think exists in America. But does it?
But not that I've heard, but now that you've mentioned it, I am now stealing that from my first son. Thanks a lot. But I'm going to spell it with a K just to piss you off.
Okay.
Jesus, Chris, no need to get vindictive here.
No, man. That should be a wrestling feud. Some sort of thing about, I'm going to name my firstborn son your name. Hey, I'm not cool with that. Anyway. So, moving on to things that are not cool. Matt Hardy. That's it. That's the end of the sentence, Matt Hardy. Hardy is going to face Kevin Steen.
Oh, Matt, be a star, please. Don't bully him. He might have to do another video where he doesn't speak and impersonate
Bob
Dylan. That
was the best video produced from Ring of Honor in ever? Maybe?
I haven't seen
it. Too bad Bob Dylan did it in the 1960s before Matt did it.
Anyway. As I learned from our last podcast, Kevin Steen has been kicked out of Scum. Do you remember that? When I was all like, hey, do you think they'll kick him out? And you guys were like, that happened. Like last night.
I remember that very well.
I was embarrassed young man that night. Anyways,
and my dogs barked.
They did that a lot.
I'm sorry.
It's fine, though. Tony Parker just scored a layup and the Spurs are winning. Excellent, indeed. And then I think I did see Michael Elgin and Kevin Steen against Jimmy Jacobs and someone else. Cliff Compton? That sounds right. And Michael Elgin caught Jimmy Jacobs mid-spear, and it was really cool. So Steen is still feuding with Scum, and Matt Hardy has been positioned as the new leader of Scum. Is this all correct? Am I saying words that make sense?
Yeah,
apparently,
except
yeah.
It's the dumbest match ever, but that's okay.
Yeah. And Matt Hardy is the god of Scum, and Kevin Steen is the fallen angel of Scum.
Christopher Daniels?
He's Christopher Daniels.
He's going to go bald. Next time we see him, he's going to be topless, and he's going to have an onk on his chest. And we'll be like, oh, that's what happened.
Is he going to carry around martinis and be in the best, most awesome tag team in mainstream wrestling, except Team Hell No and The Shield and The Usos and the Primetime Players?
Now you're stretching things a bit.
Yeah.
And the Wyatt family.
Okay. That's
and Gunnar and Storm. We can't forget that.
Gunnar and Storm. And Garrett Dillon and the other one in that knockoff of Beer Money.
That still a thing? Is that still
a thing? Yeah, man. It's big time. They wear hats.
Jesus.
Okay. Ari just wanted to be included there. Okay. So Steen and Hardy, I think they've had a match somewhere on a smaller company. Somewhere.
PWX, isn't that correct?
That's the one.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
is that the home of the Dojo Bros? Or is that PWS?
No, it was PWX.
PWS?
No, it was PWX. Okay, let's get serious for just a small second here, though. I need to get serious about this.
Why?
This is the stupidest match on this card because Matt Hardy's the leader of Scum. You have Kevin Steen, who's supposed to prove his loyalty to Ring of Honor, and instead of having him face all the other members of Scum like he was supposed to, he was even saying it on promos, oh, I'm going to face all of them for months until you trust me, and then I'm going to beat up Matt Hardy. He's already facing Matt Hardy, so the feud's over. So after this, it's done.
I don't think it's done. It's not done.
And then when we get to the TV tapings, and we're already, they're just, it just pisses me off. Anyway, go on.
Chris, my rant. Calm down, dude. Chill out, bro. Relax.
Hardy makes me
angry. It's all good.
Look, I just can't.
Because Matt Hardy is going to be the
man. Ari, I can't like Matt Hardy until I know if he still dislikes mustard. I just can't. I can't do it.
Maybe they'll throw in some Matt facts for you.
And bananas.
Look, it's pretty clear. Oh, yes, bananas are also. They're full of potassium.
Yeah, that's the one.
And he's rich.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Did you know that he once tore his abdominal muscles? That happened. And he wrestled. And that makes him tough, man. He will not die. Therefore, Kevin Steen cannot win. If Matt Hardy won't die, then he must win, surely.
Well, if Matt Hardy won't die and Kevin Steen kills, well, he doesn't really.
He doesn't do that anymore. He says on a podcast. Jerome
he won't kill.
He fights.
If he won't kill
fights.
And Matt Hardy won't die, then this is clearly Matt Hardy's fight to win.
He's just going to mop the floor with him, let's be honest.
Look, it's pretty clear Hardy's winning this one, and Steen is going to be playing the martyr, and it's probably still won't be enough to get him in Nigel's good graces, and Scum's going to beat the crap out of him, and no one's going to come and help him, and then Matt Hardy's going to win the title the next day, and then they'll rematch a final battle, and Kevin Steen will win.
Who was that
Sorry, that's the Ring of Honor book.
Who was that guy that Matt Hardy used to have as a valet? And he got all the tattoos now, and he does the piercings and whatnot.
Shannon Moore.
Yes. That's the new member of Scum. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there now.
Oh, can I say quickly, rest in peace, Jimmy Rave. You know.
Yeah.
He came back, and now he's gone. And, you know, I know he had a seizure, so I shouldn't be joking about that.
Yeah,
Yeah, I feel very bad now. I kind of want to take that back.
You did your talking.
I really hope. I didn't put a toothpick in my teeth and take it out and start thinking about it. Right, Justin Houston? So, you know, what can I do?
I didn't get that reference, but I like Justin. Hey, Justin.
Check out the last final Viva Chikara for that and much, much more. And that's my plug for the day. That's my good deed. Nice. I really wish.
You really helped them out.
Yes. I put butts in seats, goddammit.
I know, right? I don't look at stats.
Can you please let me count my point, Matthew?
No.
Matt Town orders.
Wow. Okay.
Really kissing ass there, Ari. Jeez.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Don't talk. Talk about things.
You're right, Matt. No, please. I'm sorry. You know, you're the host. You need to direct and maintain order, and I was out of line. And Jimmy Rave, I hope the best for you. Really do. Jimmy Rave! Okay, Matt, I'm done. You can go.
I thought you had. Oh, that was your point? Okay, cool. Yeah, Matt Hardy's going to win because he and I have the same first name. So, you know. That also gives you a preview of my next prediction. Ring of Honor World TV Championship match. TV champion Matt Taven with Truth Martini will take on Jimmy Jacobs and Jay Lethal. I have no earthly idea why. Ari, do you?
Look, Jay Lethal was on an episode of Hoopla with the Hoopla Hotties, and the Hoopla Hotties, you know, were teasing Jay Lethal, and Jay Lethal, we know how he does with gingers.
That was my favorite TNA storyline.
And he, you know, he just couldn't help himself. He got himself a taste of some of that sweet Scarlet Bordeaux, fine vintage. And, you know, it's Matt and Truth just didn't like it. And they, And Steve Carino weaseled Mr. Jimmy Jacobs into this match as well.
Did he sneak him in the back door? Like, hey, Jimmy Jacobs. Yeah, okay, match booked.
Yeah, pretty much. He used his leverage, which, I don't know, Nigel just likes to cave in on things sometimes, so didn't really have any leverage whatsoever.
Couldn't Nigel just say no to them?
Probably, but what fun would that be?
You'd think.
No, sorry, Steve. That's not happening. Done. Anyway. So Matt Taven has the same name as me, so he wins. But while you two can talk about other theories if you want, why don't you go first, Chris?
My theory kind of matches up with yours. There's no reason for Jacobs or Lethal to win, so whatever. Don't care.
Okay. Disagree. Circle gets the square. I'm saying Jimmy Jacobs wins the TV title after Taven and Jay Lethal are distracted with each other, and Jacobs takes the advantage. And this is an early precursor of what's going to happen the next night at the TV tapings with Scum taking control. So
you just think Scum's taking over, don't you?
Oh, you better believe it, son.
So this is going to be like a ripoff of The Shield, where the tag titles and the secondary title all go to the faction.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
It's Scum all the way. The Scum.
Hey, Jimmy Jacobs and John Moxley had a series of famous matches, so
it's all connected.
Yeah, and including a match wherein Jimmy Jacobs used the railroad spike on Dean Ambrose's testicles.
That
was horrific.
Matt Taven may or may not do that Headlock Bulldog, because now Dean Ambrose uses that Headlock Bulldog. So
it is all connected.
See. We shall see. So Matt, Dean is it time for me to take off my pants yet, please?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You could, but we would be in violation of that law. You know
what
the
one. You oh, know yes, that one.
Yes. Yeah, that one. Okay. So you think Jimmy Jacobs is winning? Me and Chris think Matt Taven is winning. No Jay Lethal fans out there. He's got to win something, and it's not going to be the world title, I hope. But he has been TV champion before, and Matt Taven is pretty good.
Maybe he can be tag champion again and reform Special K. I don't know.
Maybe he can be the Campeonato de Parejas. They're probably just lying around. No?
Too soon.
Too soon? Okay. Okay. And now it's time for another break in the action for more bonus points. Yeah, we really do need theme music for this. Okay, so your host, Matt Waters, and CM Punk have three things off the top of my head in common. We have the same haircut. We are both straight edge, kinda. And we have tattoos. CM Punk has quite a few. How many does Matt Waters have? Ari, you guess first.
You have 2¼ tattoos.
How would I have 1/4 of a tattoo? Would I have run out because I didn't like it?
You're starting one, but it's not quite done yet. So it's about 1/4 complete.
Okay, Chris, your guess.
I'm going to guess 5 because 3 of them you got in prison.
Okay, Ari is the closest with 2¼. If you take off that silly quarter, you've got it bang on the money. I have 2. There you go. Ari is mopping the floor with you, Chris.
Are you going to actually tell us what your tattoos are, or is that just information we don't need to know?
That's a follow-up round.
Exactly. for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles, Red Dragon with the weirdly... I can't look at Red Dragon on a piece of paper or on a screen and accept that that is how you would spell Red Dragon. I just can't. It's Ridragon.
What do you mean? Anyway. It's R-E-D-D-R-A-G-O-N.
No.
Red Dragon.
No, it's R-E-D-R-A-G-O-N.
Ah.
With capital D and a capital R. Because Davey Richards. It's kind of weird.
These kids obviously never could pass a spelling bee.
Yeah, true. I've seen Kyle O'Reilly get his head stomped on by Eddie Edwards. There's no way you can form sentences.
I tell you, I've seen some spelling bees. I've seen some 5-star spelling bees. They wouldn't make it to 1.5. Which would be 3
crowds. To the crowds chant, this is awesome, this is awesome.
Spell
right
that
before
word.
The first
spell
word, man. Right
word.
Before the first one.
Yes.
If the word is awesome, this is awesome. Anyway, so they're the champions, and they're actually quite good together. I may stop mocking everything that we're talking about soon, because, Jerome might actually cancel us. So Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, the Kicking Brothers, who do submissions too, they are taking on Scum of Rhett Titus and Cliff Compton in a bizarre yet fitting tag team. And Caprice Coleman and Cedric Alexander, who are still chasing those belts that they should have won, like, 3 pay-per-views ago? I can't remember. The triple threat, when it was the Briscoes, Scum, and them. They clearly should have won the belts then. But anyway, they didn't, and Red Dragon are the champions now. And they're quite good. So I think Red Dragon will continue to be champions. Chris, do you see any holes in my logic?
I don't see any holes in your logic, but I'm just going to guess Caprice Coleman and Cedric Alexander, just so that all of us have different opinions.
Well, then that means that... oh, Ari does think that. Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember your theory.
No, actually, I think Red Dragon keeps the titles.
Ah, oh, well, swerve!
To be followed up in the future point where Scum... not a team that has just Titus and Cliff Compton, because that is not a very strong team. I would say maybe Rhino and Titus, or perhaps... Rhino and, I don't know, some other member.
Why don't we just have Rhino win the tag team champions, and then that way he can scream he's the tag team champion.
I've seen him take on tag teams before. Yeah, this is legit.
Yeah, no, I think Red Dragon is that too.
Okay.
Yes, and maybe they add another D at some point to their names.
That would make me happy. So... They could just have that second D and still capitalize the other. Oh, whatever.
That would make no sense, Matt, because then it would be DDR, and no one needs those references.
Yeah. In the main event, it's brother versus brother, a wrestling storyline older than who's an old wrestler?
Kane versus
Abraham
Taker.
Lincoln.
Okay, I got 2 very different answers there. Older than Abraham Lincoln, yes, there you go. Jay Briscoe will take on Mark Briscoe. Jay Briscoe is the world champion. He has a brother called Mark Briscoe. That is your storyline, as far as I know. Is there a legit reason for this? They're not feuding, are they?
Mark's just pissed because Jay is apparently a braggadocious person, and
I do not believe that Mark Briscoe knows the word braggadocious.
Actually, he does.
I'm pretty sure he could spell it, too.
Yes. He's a very learned young man.
He does present the weather sometimes.
That's right. So he can read. He is literate.
Hey, so you got to read a teleprompter somehow. It's not easy.
This goes along with my theory I had years ago that, like...
I'm on Burgundy.
That one day Mark Briscoe would escape, and then you cut to, like, Mark Briscoe living a normal life with a wife and children, and Jay kicks the door in and, like, drags him out, and he goes, "But Jay, I got a fiance now!" And Jay goes, "Who taught you that word, boy?" And, I just imagine that's how the Briscoes would go about their life, with Jay dragging Mark back down to his level.
What do you mean by his level, Matt? What do you mean by that?
I mean, the kind of person that has to make public apologies for making hateful comments that are despicable.
Jay Briscoe's a changed man, man. He gives to charity now. Come on.
And he gets a worrying amount of crowd support. Anyway, Jay Briscoe versus Mark Briscoe. A match that has happened many a time in Ring of Honor, but not lately. I can't remember. They faced on HDNet a while ago.
Yeah.
In that tournament. And I think it went to a draw.
I believe you'd be correct.
Yeah, well, Ari Bernstein is our resident HDNet expert there. Can verify that.
They restart the match at some point, and maybe one of them won at that point, but I can't remember. So much for me being an expert.
That sounds about right. All I know is Jay knocked out Mark's teeth with a chair shot. So...
No, he did that doing a shooting star press onto some robbers, I believe, on top of a bar. When he was in the bar fight. Yeah.
Okay. Is that legit the thing? Did Mark Briscoe just
I think Dave Prezak came up with that one.
Okay.
You would see that on some DVDs.
What I'm asking is, how did this match literally come about? Was there a promo? Were they in the ring together?
Yeah, there was a promo.
What, just backstage promo? Or
No, it was in front of the crowd. Yeah. Mark, Nigel was praising Jay, and then Mark came out and said, Jay, you know, you're bragging, and I can't stand it, I'm going to fight you and win your title, and my wife is going to love me, and we're going to have babies. Oh, okay, he didn't say that, but it's pretty much implied.
Okay. Well, then. Jay Briscoe's going to win.
There you go.
Done.
Yeah, but it really doesn't matter because, you know, Matt Hardy's going to be the champion the next night, so. Whatever, let the Briscoe boys fight it out, man. I don't care. Yeah, one more day after that, Matt Hardy, new Ring of Honor world champion. Suck on it.
They are popular in Baltimore with that TV crowd, so where better to have the Briscoe versus Briscoe match?
Yeah, no. With
Jay winning clean.
It's going to be really good. They've done a great job. And I remember, actually, several years back during, was it even the Milestone series when they had that match against each other that went to a double knockout finish?
Oh my God. That is so far back there, Ari.
Yeah. I remember watching that with my buddy. Actually, I probably shouldn't say the story because I might still get in trouble for it. We watched it not during Regents Week when we were not doing nothing as opposed to spending time doing something else that we might have been having to do, which is called work. But we were allegedly, we had an awesome time watching that and marking out for it. And it was fantastic.
Huh.
But this is all rumor and not actual fact, so please don't.
Okay.
Don't sue.
Okay. Any kind of shenanigans after the match to close the pay-per-view, or does Jay just stand tall and shake his brother's hand and hug him even though they're both bleeding or something?
I think Jay's kids will attack Mark's kids. Jay's wife will attack Mark's wife.
And Jay's dad will attack Mark's dad, and it's going to be all kinds of...
Wait!
I
would pay money to see the Briscoes on like, what do you call it? Storage Wars or something like that. The whole Briscoe family. It'd be amazing.
I'd pay money to see Uncle Jethro fight Papa Briscoe. I think I'd pay money for that.
I don't think you'd have to pay a lot of money. I think they would just do that for you.
Maybe like one beer. Be like, here you go. Fight over it.
Do you remember a few years ago the Briscoes did a promo? One of these promos out in the fields, and they were just boxing each other, and Mark cut Jay open, and he was just like, am I leaky? And it was like, what is up with you two weird humans? You're just punching each other in the face.
And then Papa Briscoe came out and said, boy, I gotta hit you all around.
Sounds like, about yes, right. Sir. And then he did a stunner to Shane Hagedorn. There, completely blanked on the existence of Shane Hagedorn there. That's just the guy.
So are none of us possibly putting out there the possibility that with Matt Hardy facing him the next night, that somehow Jeff Hardy makes a triumphant return to Ring of Honor, it's brother versus brother? Are we not throwing that out there?
No.
Okay.
No. Jeff Hardy is working injured. You will not mock that man.
Yeah, Chris. Wait, how is he working injured?
Where the hell?
Because I read it on a dirt sheet website.
Oh, that makes
sense. Working injured, and therefore it's true.
Damn right.
So you're a very cool individual.
Yeah. Also, Chris Hero might debut soon, and Kofi Kingston's turning heel. So, yeah, I've got all the scoops. Yeah. Cool. So that's the event. It sounds like a good night of wrestling with stories I could not give a fuck about. There you go. That's my honest review there.
And now we have awesome TV tapings to review.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like three matches announced. No, four. Four matches.
But two really, really important ones.
Really?
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Vader Scott versus Mystic.
Yeah, that's integral.
That's an incredibly important match. Absolutely. You know, you guys know me. I love Shimmer wrestling stuff. So Any time with the women's, definitely. That's my deal.
I think you also like redheads, so that's why you wanted us to bring it up.
Who doesn't like redheads?
Yeah, really, Chris.
I can think of a few people.
They are not my friends anymore. So Mischief beats Vader. No, wait. No. Is Vader Scott a heel somewhere?
She's anywhere? A heel in AIW. And I'm pretty sure she... Isn't she the heel in this storyline? Because...
Yeah, she's been doing all the commentary. And... I don't know.
I don't get it.
Vader Scott's been speaking.
Yeah, she's on commentary. She tells everyone.
Yes, Ari, women know how to talk. Okay?
Hey.
She informs Kevin Kelly what the names of the women's finishers are, and they awkwardly throw to her for analysis, and she doesn't really have anything prepared, so she just describes what she's looking at, and then they interrupt her. That's how I understand it to be.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, in theory, Mischief wins, but if Vader Scott's a heel, then Vader Scott wins. Maybe. I don't know. I've never seen Vader Scott wrestle.
No, consider yourself. Fortunate.
Okay. I will.
I was at the Shimmer Show for WrestleCon, and it wasn't... Yeah, you know. Anyway... Hey, everybody. Mischief seems to be, like, in the Sarah Del Rey role, where she's, like, the entire women's division right now. And yeah, they just bring in other wrestlers to feature her. Yeah. So,
Do you remember when they brought Mischief back and Sarah Del Rey just beat her in 5 minutes with a finisher she'd never used before?
Yes.
That was good.
That was the reigniting of the Women of Honor, and it was like, oh, look, 5 minute match. Awesome.
Was that the second reigniting after the HD Net Summer of Women?
It might have been the fourth, actually, at that point.
At that point, we didn't want to see Sarah Del Rey beating up, what's her face? Daisy Hayes for like the bajillionth time in a row. So we're like, oh, let's mix it up a little bit. Throw in Mischief. Have her lose. Yay!
Yay! Then have Claudio.
Did Daisy Hayes ever defeat Sarah Del Rey in Ring of Honor?
Yes, once or twice. I don't know the exact shows, but I'm sure at some point.
You don't know the exact shows. What? Who are you, Ari?
Look. Does it really matter? Does it?
Wow, okay. Fine. If that's how you feel.
Jeez, then let's harsh.
Just talk about Tommaso Ciampa beating QT Marshall, shall we?
I see what you did there, and that was bad.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And QT Marshall is bringing Mixed Martial Archie with him. That's awesome.
Is he? Is he legit?
No.
Oh.
I know.
RD is in his sash.
No, because Mixed Martial Archie doesn't exist anymore. How did that Shikara storyline end? Because he got backfisted.
He got backfisted, and then like the lights went out, and then he was like somewhere up in the balcony, right? Something like that. Yeah.
Shikara's weird. Anyway, Ciampa wins. And does QT Marshall get fired? Because, I mean, is there any need for him after Ciampa kills him?
Probably not, but he'll probably still be brought in.
Is QT Marshall an Adam Pearce tribute act, or is it just a coincidence?
I don't know. But I would like to see him, Pepper Parks, and BJ Whitmer start, like, the Baldies 3.0 or something.
Bullshit.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Okay, so Tommy Penmanship wins and then flips over a tire because he's just super pissed. And then he challenges for the world title at some point against Matt Hardy, who's going to beat Jay Briscoe in the Ring of Honor world title match.
Book it.
It's good.
It's been booked. It's happening. Folks.
Does this legit mean they're going to change the TV title? They're going to change the world title on television.
Yes.
Yeah.
I fully believe it. If this does not happen, then I may have to watch Ring of Honor DVDs again. I don't know.
Yeah, because if it doesn't happen, then this is literally one of the worst cap offs to anything. Because it's ridiculous. It's like Matt Hardy's already getting the title shot, and Scum is going to take over after the Steel Cage Warfare match, and what? So we're going to build to another Matt Hardy feud running after the title? No. So he has to win the title here. Otherwise,
what happens if he wins the title, but then Scum have to disband?
Right. There you go.
What happens?
Thus the stupidity of this type of book.
Does he keep Scum together by default?
And Nigel McGuinness brings the show to an end and has Ring of Honor security, including Bobby Dempsey, just destroy the stage, and then the show blacks out.
Did you guys read the rules that came out today for the Steel Cage Warfare match? Did you guys read them?
I did.
No.
Okay, so it's two men start, and they wrestle for 5 minutes, and every 5 minutes, another member from the team, whoever won the coin flip, enters. So this match, at minimum, is going to be 35 minutes long. Minimum.
Yeah, it'll be an entire episode.
This, oh my god.
Yeah, it's going to be an entire episode.
What's wrong with that, Chris? Most Steel Cage Warfare matches have been at least half an hour.
It's
an elimination cage match. It's going to be good. And even
one of
though,
the Briscoes will. Mark Briscoe's going to jump off that cage.
Yes, he is.
Probably
kill himself and someone
else. EJ Whitmer will probably cry and kill himself. And
I think Jimmy Jacobs will jump off the top of the cage, and Michael Elgin will catch him and throw him into the cage.
How awesome would it be if Rhino jumped off the top onto an entire pile of people?
If Rhino did anything? Answer, very. Rhino is the man. Rhino should beat Matt Hardy for the world title at Final Battle. And then never lose the belt. And
you also want him to be the TV champion, and that way it's
and
like
ECW. The company dies, and he is forever both champions.
There you go.
That's what I want.
And that's
what
Ring of Honor ends. Thus, Rhino closes out two companies as heavyweight and TV champion.
Yeah. Can you honestly say, in your heart of hearts, that isn't what you want?
No, I can't. That's
a Ring of Honor fan. You don't want the company to die with Ring of Honor with Rhino holding both belts.
I don't know if I agree with you, Matt, but I want to win the game that we're playing with Chris. So I'm going to say that is a genius idea.
All right, there's absolutely no chance of Chris coming back.
No, there really isn't.
You are winning.
The only way I would win, Ari, is if I was somehow able to get Scarlett Bordeaux to be at Matt's door, like, right now. Right now? No?
I'm looking at the door.
Look at the door, maybe? Maybe? No? Okay.
No, you lose, Chris. And you taunted me with the idea it might happen, so you lose 100 points.
Yeah! All right. Okay,
So, do we even need to review the Steel? Have we basically just done that? BJ Whitmer, Jay Lethal, Michael Elgin, and the Briscoe that doesn't win the title, so Mark against Jimmy Jacobs, Red Titus, Cliff Compton, and Rhino.
So after this, then Steve Corino becomes the match. So figure this out. In storyline, logic, quote unquote.
Yep.
If Steve Corino becomes the matchmaker, doesn't that mean he holds some power in Ring of Honor? So at this point, even if Matt Hardy doesn't win the title, couldn't he just go, no more matches, we're done, closing shop?
He could book a match wherein Jay Briscoe is not allowed to do any moves, and Matt Hardy only needs a two count, and Jay Briscoe is blindfolded and handcuffed.
He could strip Jay of the title, give it to Cheeseburger, have Matt Hardy face Cheeseburger in a match, and there.
Give the title to Matt Hardy. Why? Oh, he has to win it triumphantly, I suppose.
Yeah, he could pull an Eric Bischoff with the whole Triple H world title thing. He could do that.
Is this leading to a Steve Corino-Nigel McGuinness match?
Apparently not, according to those dirt sheets.
I don't believe them. They say Kofi Kingston's turning heel. I'm going to look stupid when Kofi Kingston returns as a heel, aren't I?
I think at this point, Kofi Kingston literally can't turn heel. He cannot turn his heel. He's injured.
Oh.
Oh, my God, Ari. Man, what's with you and making fun of injured people?
I'm sorry. It's right there.
Why don't you just go up to Hayabusa, man?
That's too much.
I'll go back.
It was ages ago. It doesn't count.
Poor Ninja Gaiden.
So, if Scum lose, Ari wins. If Scum lose, they disband. If they win, Steve Corino gets Nigel McGuinness's job. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
In what universe does any human agree to put their job on the line like that?
Water, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Currently, British people do, Matt. That's who does it.
Yeah.
British people.
Nigel is about as British as you are. Let's really be honest here.
Man, what are you trying to say? Jeez.
What I'm not trying to say.
I don't know. I do have a question for you, Matt. No, I have a legit question.
Okay.
Does it? Okay, so you know how there are all these people on Twitter, and they're all mad about when wrestlers say things that are racist or hateful, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Does it bother you when Steve Carino says limey? Because no. That's technically racist. So I don't understand why he's able to say that.
It's very mild. It's like me calling you a Yank. Mm. Or a Yankee, as we call you.
You really call us that?
Limeys and Yanks, yeah.
I didn't know you still called us that.
Awesome. Australians call us limeys as well. It's fine. We're awesome. We ruled the world at one point, and now we're just small but
listen,
rich.
Chris, the L word is very accepted now. This is just like saying you're my brother, you know? What's up, my limey?
Thanks, mate.
Well, it's better than think of homies. I'll put it
also,
that.
Nobody ever says limey in a serious context, so...
Look, Steve Carino
is not a serious wrestler. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Carino's a heel. He can say whatever he wants to get heat at this point. Well, within reason. But, you know, Ring of Honky, Slimy. You know, Slimy. He was.
His mom. Did you know that?
No.
I did.
No. You listen to any Ring of Honor match where he's doing commentary, he'll tell you. Yeah. So, Scum win. And Steve Carino books a lot of unfair matches in Scum's favor. And then Ring of Honor get a rematch somehow. Why would that happen, though? Because if Carino's got the power, he just says no, which Nigel should have done. And Scum rule forever.
Jim Koff is going to come out on our character. It's going
to
be
Chris, beautiful. You stole my joke, but I will give that to you. Yes, this is true. This is going to happen.
Okay. Who beats Matt Hardy for the world title?
Kevin Steen.
Really?
Final Battle 2013.
We're going to go back to that?
Or Michael Elgin.
Face Kevin Steen title run? Is that what we're going for?
That's what I would
like do. Actual face rather than heel that gets cheated?
Yeah.
I'm really just... I like almost all of the wrestlers in Ring of Honor. I just don't... You know?
I was kind of hoping that Ultramantis Black would make his debut in Ring of Honor and he would win the title.
Yeah, let's face it. There's a lot of free agents right now.
There really are.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Expect the Colony Extreme Force to debut any second now.
I would take a Green Ann over a Cliff Compton any day.
Mm-hmm. Well, too bad.
Too bad.
I'd take Shard over... Most of Scum, except for Jimmy Jacobs.
Rashad is one of the least lucky people, to be sure, because that dude can wrestle, but he is so tiny. Anyway, that's my expert Chikara opinion. You can tell I was once on Viva Chikara. Once,
he's like mini Davey Richards with a mask.
How do you know it's not Davey Richards?
He's smaller than Davey, isn't he? That dude is like really, really short.
He does have his abs, though.
He really does. Mm-hmm. And he has his shoulders, too, if you think about it. It's kind of creepy.
I was about to say who it was, and then I forgot that's not public knowledge, so I'm not going to say it.
Dude, we all know it's Grizzly Redwood, okay? We all know that. Don't worry about it.
And rip it back.
There you go. I think that's everything. Truth Martini's going to host a burlesque show that apparently will have wrestling on it as well.
I was going to say, isn't there like an announced match already for it?
There's a couple of them, aren't there? Alright.
Tell me them.
Yeah, Ari. Go for it.
Alright, give me a second, for God's sakes. Let's see what they got. Out of Hoopla, Chicago, Illinois.
Chris, when you're ready, wrestling. I want you to leave.
Big matches. Hoopla Hardys.
I don't want the viewers to... The viewers. I say this all the time, the listeners, to think that this wasn't smooth.
No, it's very smooth.
Go on, Ari. You can find it.
No, I got it. I got them right here. $1.50 domestic bottles and $2.50 for Long Island iced teas. Wow.
Yes.
That's some special right there. Wow, that's pretty good.
Why is this event happening?
3359 West 115th Street in Chicago, Illinois. Parental guidance is strongly advised, but all ages are welcome. And I'm sure you can give those kids those $2.50 bottles on iced teas.
So you can all bring your kids, but they're going to see some stuff.
Yeah. You know. it's about time some of these parents started smartening up their kids, right? Gotta tell them what this whole pro wrestling thing is all about.
Did Chikara have to die so that this knight could live?
Perhaps. All right, so here's what we got signed up. It's an intergender six-person tag team match. Unbreakable Mike Dunn, EJ Whitmer, and Mischief versus ACH, Tadarius Thomas and Athena. And whoa.
It is, but carry on.
And signed to appear is Matt Tape, and making a rare ROH wrestling appearance is Delirious.
Ah, see? Yeah, there we go.
Well, that, I'm immediately excited. And if Scarlett Bordeaux does things, I'm on board.
She might do some things with those domestic bottles.
She was in Chikara. She did that. She hosted that thing they put out every Tuesday. Anyway, Ring of Honor, it's a company. We talk about it on podcasts. Maybe not anymore. Jerome hates us all. And when I mentioned basketball about an hour ago, Kevin stopped listening. And Justin doesn't listen to any of these. And I don't know anyone else's name that works for the site anymore. I lost track. So, in summary, thank you for listening for what could be the last ever podcast of Honor. And
well, don't we have some questions? Didn't we get questions from people, or are we not doing the questions? Just say questions.
The questions were essentially answered in our very roundabout way.
Oh, okay. Good. So look, guys, we answer your questions. Believe me, we did.
We may not have answered them well, but we did answer them. Questions.
If anyone ever has questions, please do ask, and I will answer them. And I will even put on my serious face while I do it. But in the meantime, all I do is watch NXT, PWG, and Raw. And that's it.
Watch The Life and Times of the Briscoes TV special. That's going to happen. It's going to happen.
You should watch Matt Hardy winning the Ring of Honor world title on TV in 2 weeks.
But before that, you should get to know the people who were challenging, who were the champion and challenging before that. It's important to know your history. It's important to know about the people on the chicken farm so that when Matt Hardy wins the titles and becomes supreme and dominant overlord, that you have a sense of understanding of his plight and his struggle and where he came from. And he did it all for everyone here, for you guys. So, you know, you need to know that. So I'd suggest you watch that show, too.
And I would suggest that we end this now and plug things that we do or say or think. Mine will be real quick. I have Twitter. It's Matt C. Waters. Done. Ari, what do you have to promote other than the New York education system?
You really want me to promote the New York education system?
I would hope so. You work for it, don't you?
Yeah, but only mildly.
Mildly? Okay. Anyway.
School's out for summer, bitches. So, yeah. At Ari Berenstein for my Twitter.
Nailed it. Chris, talk extensively about things that we need to promote.
My Twitter is CGSTong at CGSTONG. You can follow us on Twitter at PW Ponderings, on Facebook at Facebook.com/Pro Wrestling Ponderings, and listen to the final Viva Chikara, maybe. But you should listen to that. Check that out on the website, PWPonderings.com. And as always, if you're listening to us on Stitcher or iTunes, leave us a review. I'd say give us a 4. Maybe 4.5. I'd be happy with that. That's about it.
5 stars.
My pants are now off.
I think the San Antonio Spurs are going to win this game that happened last night, and I am excited. So because of that, I think we should get out of here so I can watch who wins in the end. Bye, everyone. This was awesome.
Yay.